Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in Madison. And how's your day going, Teresa?
It's good. It's always a good day in the summer, right?
Yeah, I know. The hotter, the better for you. Yep. Not me. Well, later in the week here, we have some cooler weather, so that was nice. So
yeah.
All right. Well, John's absent today?
He is. He's busy out and about.
Yep. So. Oh, John's always busy. He's busier than I am, I think.
He's a busy guy.
Yep. Good. But, so, Teresa, what do you got for, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we'd do something a little lighter. So I found some weird but fascinating websites that you probably didn't know existed.
Ooh, this ought to be good.
So this first one I want you to put up on your computer, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to Google what you tell me here.
Yep.
And people can Google along here, too, if you're at your desk or something.
Yeah, pull up a browser on your phone.
Take a break from work.
Put it right in the address bar there.
Okay.
cat-bounce.com. So type that in and see what happens.
Okay. I got a bunch of bouncing cats. Is that all it does?
That's all it does? Yeah, but it's silly, isn't it?
Cats bouncing up and down. That's weird.
Yep.
That's all the website's for.
Yep. And then there's something like an email up in the corner or something.
Make it rain? Oh, make it rain more cats.
Oh, yeah. So there's just little things you can do.
What in the world? How do you come up with stuff with this?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool just to have on your desktop.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Carrie comes back, I'm gonna have this on my desktop and see what happens. See what she says. That's pretty cool.
Put it on her desktop.
So these are weird websites.
Yes.
All right.
Here's another one. Window-swap.com.
Window-swap.com.
And you just hit that little view button, and it'll show you out of somebody's window, a view out of somebody's window somewhere in the world.
No way.
And it's just, you can put your view on there, too, if you want.
Looking out somebody's
and
window.
And it tells you up in the corner where you are. I don't know.
Munich, Germany. I'm looking outside of somebody's window.
And it's like live video.
It is. Somebody's walking down the sidewalk.
Yep.
This is odd.
And you can click the button again and go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Okay. I don't see that. Wow, this is weird.
Yeah, it kind of just, you know, if you're feeling cooped up or maybe you're homebound and you don't get out much anymore and you like to travel, it just kind of gives you a little different perspective of the world.
Oh, this is cool.
Okay, now type in.
It's kind of sunny there in Germany now. It looks like. You think it'd be nighttime, but it's not. Wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, okay. Now we're going to Dallas Baptist University in Texas. Looking out one of their windows.
And maybe it's not live.
It's live.
But it's video. Yep. So I don't know if it's...
No, it looks like it's live.
Yeah.
Here's... we're going to India now.
Okay, you can do this later. See, he's getting stuck. We're going to go through a bunch of these. So that was window-swap.com. Kind of a neat one. Radio.garden.
Radio.garden. .com?
Nope.
Just radio.garden.
Yep.
All right, what's happening here now?
What do you see on the bottom left there?
Press to start the radio garden, it says.
Yeah, press to start.
Okay, yep.
And
planting
then,
seeds.
Does it have your website on there?
Yeah, Madison, Minnesota.
Yeah, so wherever you are, if you're shopping, K-O-P-P. Or not shopping, if you're traveling and you want to hear the local station and you don't know what that is, you can go to...
Radio.garden,
and it'll show you the local station.
Okay, just a minute. I got to write these down. This is the funnest RSI show we've ever done.
Oh, my gosh. You say that a lot.
No, radio.garden. Okay. What else?
Okay, let's see. That one I'll skip. temp-mail.org. Now this one you don't have to go to, but
okay.
Temp, like temporary, temp-mail.org. And so like you ever go somewhere and they're like, oh, to get 20% off right now, give us your email address.
Okay.
And you don't want to get all their spam. So go here and get a temporary email address and then you can get your your code and you're good to go.
Got it.
And then you can ignore it for forever. Yeah.
What else we got?
Question AI. I want to know what you think about this. Questionai.com. You can get instant answers and step-by-step explanations for your homework. What do you think of that?
Say that again.
You can get instant answers and step-by-step explanations for your homework. So do you think this would be a helpful tool for kids, or is this cheating? I don't know.
That's cheating. it gives you the answer then, huh?
Well,
here you go. We got math. Yeah, chemistry, social studies, literature, so economics.
I haven't checked that one out too much, but I wouldn't know if I would tell my kid about that or not.
I wouldn't either. So we'll better scratch that one.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Mentalfloss.com.
Oh, I can't.
Mentalfloss.com. It's got trivia. It's got quizzes, pop culture stories. Just, you know, if you're bored and you want
to. Oh, it has nothing to do with teeth and flossing?
Nope. It's like flossing your brain, you know, just giving you some new information. Up on top, it's, you know, you can see which section you want to look at. There's all sorts of interesting stuff to look at.
A lot of different subjects there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mentalfloss.com. Okay.
Here's one that I would like. Supercook.com. It has a list of ingredients. You can choose the ingredients that you have. You ever at home, you're like, okay, I got a pound of hamburger and some green beans. What am I going to have for supper?
Yeah.
Or I've got tomatoes and cucumbers.
What's in your pantry?
Yep. Put it in and it'll tell you.
Just list what's in your pantry and then it'll make a recipe out of that?
Yep.
How do you come up with this?
I mean, come on. As adults, did you ever think as an adult, for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to figure out what to have for supper every single night
for the rest of my life? Yep, my wife struggles with that every day.
Yes, it's hard. And this, I think, would be a handy way to kind of shake things up a little bit.
How are we doing on time? Good.
Okay.
I don't care what the time is. We're having fun. We'll go a half hour today.
Oh, my God.
Got a couple minutes.
Okay, I got a couple more here. Boardpanda.com. And that's just weird, funny stories. Again, it's just entertainment. Boardpanda.com if you're bored. Here's something. Screamintothevoid.com. Ooh. Do you ever have something you want to say to a person and you know you shouldn't say it?
Yeah.
And some people say, well, you can write down your feelings or write a letter, but don't mail it. Just throw it away. This is the techie way to do that. You just type up your feelings, and when you're all done, you throw it into the void, and it screams for you. kind of a good thing.
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
I like that. What's that website again?
Screamintothevoid.com. If you have something you just... want to get off your chest.
Got a couple more?
Yeah. Patatap.com. Pat, right? P-A-T-A-T-A-P.
Patatap. What would that be about?
It turns your keyboard into a musical instrument with sounds and animations, and it's really quite engaging.
Wow.
If you like music, you could make a song with these sounds, or you can just play with it. I think kids would really
just
like it.
Just on your keypad.
On your keypad, yeah. And it has different images for different sounds. And patatap.com. That one was fun.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
Thisissand.com. This is sand.
Do you remember
those things? Was it back in the 70s or 80s? You'd turn it upside down and the sand would run it would make like little sand piles.
Time capsule sides
and the sand would run and you'd watch that sand trickle down. It's like that, except you can choose your color and then you start creating. And I didn't know what anything was happening at first, but if you watch the bottom, it starts building up. And then you can put different colored
layers to make it look pretty.
Yeah, it's just very relaxing.
All right.
And what was the last thing? Oh, Pixel Thoughts. Pixelthoughts.co. It's a 60-second meditation to help you relax.
I could use that.
So if you're just feeling a little stressed, just take these 60 seconds, pixelthoughts.co, and it just gives you a little breather time.
These are some great websites.
Aren't they?
What's one of your favorites? What one did you like?
I have to say the cat one made me laugh out loud.
Shocked me, but that's all that website does.
It's all it does.
Cats jumping up and down.
And Pat-a-Tap, I thought, was pretty cool. Okay. Yeah, there's some awesome ones.
Technology, right?
Yeah. Fallingfalling.com. I didn't like that one. Look at that.
Oh, falling?
Falling.
All right, let's see if I can do it. Falling again.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that when you fall down? Let's see what it says.
It's like...
Oh, look at it. It's things falling down. Colored blocks.
Falling one after the other.
I get dizzy if I keep looking at it.
I didn't like that one.
Oh, this one's dumb. I get sick if I stare at it too long.
I know.
It's just colored blocks falling over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so much fun, Teresa.
Yeah.
This is great, and it has to do with technology, and it's amazing what people come up with, right?
It is, and then now people are going to go to catbounce.com, cat-bounce.com.
Cash, or what, no.
Cat.
Cat.
Dash.
Dash.
Bounce.
Bounce. That's everyone's homework to do. Just check it out.
And you can see what makes me giggle.
That's right. All right, yeah. Teresa, well, people have questions. They're going to have a lot of questions after this show. Where can they get a hold of you?
Well, stop on in and see us. We're on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call, 320-698-4747. Or email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, Teresa, great show. Thanks for coming
Paul.
In. Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.